These divorce lawyers have a good business, don't they?
Yeah, in the same way locusts have a good business.
The guys sit at a table. A slim, tanned woman pours coffee.
Smells good. So does the coffee.
The woman blushes.
Charlie, stop sniffing the paralegals. Look, I am paying my attorney by the hour, so just speak when spoken to, and otherwise, you know, just shut up.
Hey, if you'd listened to me in the first place, you wouldn't be in this mess. I'm the one who told you not to marry her.
You're also the one who told me that if I jumped off the garage roof with a bath towel tied around my neck, I could fly to school.
One time you listened to me.
Let me tell you another thing. If I hadn't married Judith, there'd be no Jake.
I didn't say you couldn't knock her up.
Okay, let's get started.
Wow.
No. No wowing. No sniffing, no wowing.
Laura Lang?
Charlie Harper. Hey, didn't you used to date Superman?
That's Lana Lang. She was Superboy's girlfriend. And guys have been using that tired old line on me since the fifth grade.
Did it ever work?
Let's just get down to business, okay?
Okay. Didn't the Titanic bang into her?
Okay, Mr. Harper, the reason I wanted to see you is because your brother is involved in a divorce action where the custody of his son might become an issue.
Really? Why?
Well, because Jake stays with his father part-time, his father lives with you, and in the words of his mother, you are, hang on, I want to get this right. Oh, here it is. A sleazeball.
Yeah, so?
So she might try to take Jake out of your home.
Why? It's a beautiful home. You should really come see it some evening.
Charlie looks up at the attractive paralegal.
It's in Malibu. Right on the beach.
My point is, if Mrs. Harper decides to make an issue out of your lifestyle, we need to be prepared.
What's wrong with my lifestyle?
Oh, no. We are not going down that road at $300 an hour.
Relax, Alan. I'm going to need to know every possible thing they can use against us. Every skeleton in your closet.
Oh, boy.
So what? You want to know about my sex life?
Your sex life, your drinking, your gambling, partying.
On the beach.
The paralegal smiles.
Mr. Harper.
I'm sorry, but isn't that kind of an invasion of my privacy?
It is, and I apologize for that. But I handle a lot of divorces, and believe me, they can get nasty. Look, I've got to be in court, so why don't you give this some thought, and when you gather the information we need, give me a call.
Charlie and Laura lie in bed together.
Okay. Starting from now and working backward, I've slept with my brother's attorney.
2½ Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie and Laura lie in bed under a blue duvet, kissing feverishly.
So, Laura, let me ask you something. The other day in your office, you didn't seem to like me much. So I was just wondering what caused you to drive over here, you know, mostly naked.
Charlie, I don't have to like you to want you.
Charlie kisses slim blonde Laura on the lips, then pulls away.
For the record, I don't like you much either.
They smooch some more. Laura kisses his neck.
Another question. Seeing as how you're my brother's lawyer and all, is what we're doing here, what's the word, unethical?
Oh, God, yes.
Right on.
Listen, Charlie, I totally get who you are. You date lots of women, you're a player. That's fine. I don't care.
Oh, you are very special.
I just have one little request.
You can pretty much have anything you want right now.
If your brother found out about us, he could sue me for malpractice. I'm taking a big risk here.
Man, this just keeps getting hotter.
But I need you to do something for me. When I call you, when I want you, you've got to be there.
Okay. Let's practice. Bring. Hello? Oh, hey, Laura, what's up?
Now.
Charlie flings an imaginary phone over his shoulder and they kiss. Downstairs, Alan and Jake come home.
Hello? Charlie?
Oh, no. Sorry, but I'm gonna have to...
Charlie burrows under the covers.
Charlie, relax. Just go downstairs and distract him while I sneak out.
You're gonna leave?
Hey, I'm done.
No cuddling, no sharing feelings? I think I'm starting to like you.
Save the sweet talk. Just remember our deal.
You know, it suddenly occurs to me, I'm usually the one sneaking out when the man gets home.
Charlie, go.
Charlie puts on a dressing gown and goes downstairs.
Uncle Charlie.
Hey, buddy. You're here early.
Teacher's conference. Half day.
Yo, Mom, whoa, where are you going?
Looking for my Game Boy.
Forget your Game Boy. It's a beautiful day. Go watch TV.
I don't want to watch TV. I want to play my Game Boy. It's in your room.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The parental code that unlocks the pay channels is 1234.
1234.
Alan sidles in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt your late morning nap or your early afternoon nap?
I don't nap, I recharge. Can I get you a beer?
Alan's on the phone.
Come on.
Hang on. Alan Harper for Laurel Lang, please.
What are you doing?
I'm calling my lawyer.
Why? I thought we were going to have a beer.
Well, Judith is demanding half my book collection.
Oh, man. Sounds like you need a beer.
They were rare first editions, Charlie. Very valuable.
Okay, well, you don't need to get your lawyer involved. Hey, you still got your old garage door clicker, right?
Yeah.
So let Judith have the books, and then one night maybe someone goes and gets them back.
Wonderful. Breaking and entering.
It's not breaking if you have the clicker.
More good advice.
And it's free. So hang up. Let's get that beer.
Oh, sure, I'll hold. Yeah, they're patching me through to her cell phone. What's that?
That is coincidentally my cell phone. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Don't answer.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Hang on, Alan. I'm making a living, Charlie.
I thought you were worried about malpractice.
I'm more worried about billable hours. Can you prove you acquired the books in question prior to the marriage?
Charlie!
Coming!
Shh!
Why are you shushing me? Hang on.
What?
I'm on the phone with Laura.
Say hi for me.
Give it up, Charlie. She doesn't like you.
True.
Listen, you'll testify that I bought all my first edition books before I got married, right?
Did you?
No.
Then I'm your man.
I can prove it. Charlie's my witness.
Hey, what happened to the TV?
She got some dirty on. I'm gonna go play my Game Boy.
No. Wait right here. I'll get it for you.
Of course he's credible.
I don't know, Alan. If the right lawyer gets their hands on him, they can really make
him. She paws at him.
Yeah, very funny. Have you seen a Game Boy anywhere around here?
Hey, we'll just have to do the best we can. I'll tell him exactly what to do, and who knows? Maybe he'll.
She grabs Charlie.
I got the job done twice.
Why don't you let me talk to him?
Charlie glances at the door, then at Laura. Laura smirks as Charlie stumbles backwards, shaking his head, and runs out onto the stairs where Jake sits.
Where's my Game Boy?
Alan holds out the phone.
She wants to talk to you. Keep it short.
Hello?
Now.
What?
I want you now.
Look, I'm kidding.
Charlie, I'm paying her by the hour. Just listen to her and do what she says.
You're the boss. I'll get right on it.
What did she say?
She wants me to write a statement, and she wants you to take Jake out and buy him a new Game Boy.
Why would she want that?
For God's sake, Alan, you're paying this woman a lot of money. I suggest you take her advice.
Charlie heads back upstairs.
Jake, we're going out.
At Laura's office.
I just want to make it clear that I would never behave in a way that would negatively influence my nephew. Hey, what was that? Is she allowed to do that?
Mr. Harper, how many women would you say you have sexual relations with in any given year?
Excuse me.
Alan turns and whispers in Laura's ear. Slim brunette Judith looks at her attorney. Charlie turns back to face them.
I do okay.
10, 20, 100.
Come on, I don't keep count.
So we'll say 10.
I don't see the relevance of this.
Well, we're trying to establish Mr. Harper's lifestyle as a way of determining whether his home is a suitable environment for a young boy.
Okay, let me just say here that I love Jake, and I make it my business to see that nothing goes on in front of him that is in any way inappropriate.
You tell him, Charlie.
And it's significantly north of 10.
Charlie raises his eyebrows at the tanned paralegal, who smiles and looks flustered.
I think we can move on. Do you have any more questions?
Laura strokes Charlie's leg.
You are doing very well.
Thanks.
Mr. Harper, is it true that Jake saw a woman in the shower with you?
Okay, yes. Now, in that instance, the door was closed. He didn't knock. And the door was closed. And I'm sorry, what was the question?
A woman in the shower?
Don't help them. And most important, he didn't see anything inappropriate.
Well, then, what can you tell us about this picture that Jake drew?
A lady's tattooed bottom. Laura's hand creeps along Charlie's thigh.
Okay, now, that's a totally different... Whoa, man! Whoa, man. The woman. She was in my kitchen wearing a T-shirt, and she reached up for some... Uh-oh!
Her hand slips into his shorts.
SpaghettiOs. That's what she was reaching for.
I'd like a moment to confer with my witness.
She whispers in his ear.
You are making me so hot.
I see.
Look, Stuart, we both know you're on a fishing expedition here, right?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? You have no case. This man is a wonderful uncle. He provides a beautiful home. And the last time I looked, it wasn't against the law to be single in the United States of America.
Oh, God.
She fondles him under the table.
Bless America.
Hey, man.
No secret crying. He hasn't even opened the tissue box in there.
Could he still be seeing her?
I don't think he'd do that.
Michael Scott, are you still seeing Donna?
Is it wrong to keep seeing her? Depends on who you ask. I mean, if you ask her husband, yeah, it's wrong.
So, here's the thing about infidelity.
No, no. When are you people going to stop casting the first stone? I am not in the wrong here. I am the good guy. There has to be a problem with him.
Let's go check him out, see what a horrible person he is.
I would love that. I can't wait to see this jerk who is making me cheat on his wife. Just punch him in the nose for what he's making me do to her.
The U.S. Office, tonight at 10, only on Comedy Central.
The good news is your wife has given up on the custody issue, but we still need to finalize the property settlement.
All right.
Now, aside from your books, she's requested a few other specific items.
Like what?
A massage chair.
Oh, no. Forget it. I love that chair. That was the only thing in my bedroom that moved when I touched it.
He sits down.
Don't worry, Alan. I will get you your chair. I will get you your books. I will fight for you. I will win for you. And I won't stop until your wife is squished like a bug on a windshield.
Okay, let's not lose sight of the fact that this bug is the mother of my child. So let's just keep the squishing to a minimum.
Don't worry, you don't need a bathing suit. Once you're drunk, the ocean's not cold at all.
Charlie?
Hey, Alan.
Charlie is with the sexy paralegal.
And Laura. Hello, Laura. I didn't know you were here.
Hi, Charlie. Crystal. Hey.
Oh, yeah, I guess you guys know each other.
How's that flu?
Oh, it's better.
Hey, this calls for a drink. A very large drink.
I'm not getting billed for her time now, am I?
In the kitchen, Charlie glugs a large glass of vodka, then instantly pours himself another. Laura struts confidently into the room.
Charlie.
Okay, I know this is awkward, but let's keep in mind we agreed that you and I were just a casual deal, two consenting adults, no strings, no drama.
Charlie.
And I'm willing to admit that trying to boink your assistant might not have
Charlie.
Been... Charlie. Yeah?
Now.
What?
I want you now.
But see, now's really not a good time. I mean, you're working with my brother, and Crystal took a sick day.
Laura backs him into a corner and kisses him on the lips.
Okay, that's a good point. Let me think this through.
Laura smirks expectantly as he steps aside.
All right, there's just one way to make this work.
I don't do threesomes, Charlie.
Then I'm stumped.
What's going on?
Nothing. Not a thing.
Charlie, there's no reason to lie.
Are you sure? There usually is.
I I'm a little upset with your brother for getting involved with my assistant. I mean, it could be construed as a breach of ethics.
Nice going, Charlie. This won't affect my case, will it?
No, of course not, Alan. I'm a professional. Listen, if we're going to make it to that settlement conference on time, maybe you should put on a jacket and tie. Nothing too nice.
Oh, you're good. Do you think you can keep it in your pants till I get my stuff back?
Alan glares at him.
I'm trying harder than you think.
Alan leaves.
Okay, we've got 15 minutes. Where do you want to do this?
Whoa, hold on. It's not that I'm not into risky, semi-public sex. It's just that I'm starting to resent your attitude.
Well, Charlie, we have a deal.
Okay, Laura, look. I only went along with that because you're hot, and it took little to no effort on my part.
He shouts through the door.
Just make yourself at home, Crystal. That's the ocean.
Charlie turns back to Laura and sighs.
Anyway, I think we might be done here.
You're dumping me?
Yep. Now.
You're gonna be very sorry, Charlie Harper.
Laura slinks past him into the living room. Charlie pours some vodka.
Yeah, girls have been using that tired old line on me since the fifth grade.
At Laura's office.
Okay, the next item is the rare book collection appraised at $12,000.
Actually, our appraisers came in at $16,500.
Yeah.
Enjoy them.
Alan's face drops. With a blank expression, he turns to Laura.
What?
I was only asking for half.
Why break up a collection? Okay, what's next?
Well, I understand there's a dispute over the massage chair.
Not anymore. We concede.
What do you mean we concede? We're not here for conceding. We're here for fighting and winning and squishing, remember?
Alan, I know what I'm doing.
Okay, moving on to the retirement fund.
Take it.
Take it?
Take it.
Take it.
Are you out of your mind?
Okay, what else would you like?
What else? Judith, for God's sakes, remember there was a time when you loved me.
At the house, Charlie sets a glass of vodka down on the coffee table and sits back on the couch. He flicks through a magazine, then stops, suddenly uncomfortable. He reaches under the cushion behind him, retrieving Jake's Game Boy.
Oh, cool.
Alan enters.
What happened?
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. My settlement conference turned into a drive-by colonoscopy. That's
right. Ouch.
Charlie, have you ever heard of a divorce agreement that requires the ex-husband to pay the ex-wife's dry cleaning for life?
Wow.
Yeah, not just clothes. Drapes, rugs, slipcovers, even suede.
Sounds like she really took you to the cleaners, huh? Sorry.
Alan glares back at him.
Tore up the agreement. Gonna have to find a new attorney and just start all over.
How good, then. No harm, no foul.
Except for the thousands of dollars of extra legal fees.
Oh, yeah, that's gotta sting a little, huh?
Not as much as having to buy Judith's parents a retirement condo in Boca Raton. She didn't even ask for that. Laura just threw it in.
Lawyers.
But you know what the interesting thing is?
No. What?
After it was all over, and Judith and her attorney went dancing out of the room, I asked Laura why she had done this to me, and she said, and I quote, "Ask your brother." So here I am, asking you, why, Charlie? Why did my very expensive Beverly Hills divorce lawyer sell me out?
Okay. Okay. I'll tell you the whole story. But maybe you should sit down first.
Alan sits down in an armchair and crosses his legs. He folds his hands and purses his lips as he stares back at Charlie, patiently awaiting an explanation. Charlie opens his mouth and raises an index finger as if to begin, then suddenly scarpers out of the open door and vaults over the wall onto the beach. Alan pauses for a moment, looks at his hands, then leaps up and gives chase. At night, Charlie creeps up outside the house and presses his hands up against the French windows. He casts a few furtive glances left and right, then opens the door and steps inside. Charlie tiptoes stealthily through the darkened room and peers cautiously into the shadows. He sneaks to the bottom of the stairs and hunches his shoulders as he ascends them, careful not to make a noise. He disappears onto the landing. Charlie hotfoots it back down the stairs, chased by a furious Alan. ITFC audio description by Sam Clark.
Men, 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 manly men, men.